is this? Where's it coming from? And then all of a sudden, it's closer and closer. The sky's melting around you. Oh my gosh, it's your fan. also, Kaysen and Esmond opening the doors right behind the Fae.
Did we know that the band was coming? Did me and Lila know that the band was coming?
Well,
we knew that help would come.
I don't know. You guys discussed the plan.
Yeah. Beforehand, she was like, I got friends. You guys might have forgotten.
I don't know who you guys are.
The compass they gave you, you guys forgot about that moments after stepping through the portal.
I think you may have known that somebody was coming. You don't know.
Yeah, I don't know who you guys are. Yeah. No. But
they're coming.
And then they land, there's like a half second of silence before, boom, three spells all at once at the Fae in like an explosion of magic. And the two on the outside of the person in the middle, it just seems like, you know, yeah, that's a spell. And the other one, the one in the middle, you're like, oh my gosh. You know when you see like the spots on your eyes from looking at a light too long? That's what's going on to you two and you two, basically the boys.
She's boy B-O-I.
Yeah. The boys. To the boys. Oh man.
Oh man.
Remember how if they look at the gods in their true form in Percy Jackson? They get like,
wrecked to the cream screen.
Yeah. Yeeted.
It's like that.
Supremely wrecked, my dude. Yeah.
Anyway,
three shots. All. I don't know how much. Oh, yeah. I did save that page. I'm so happy. I'm so smart.
Oh, so happy. I'm so smart.
Self love for me and me only. Man, I love myself. Anyways,
you've been the one looking over chicken nugget.
I love myself. Oh yes. Yes, and damage comes raining down on these fools.
Cut out.
And you guys get can em. Just tell, whether you're a magic caster or not, that's a lot of damage.
After the damage, then
let's
the,
see,
like,
can't fix that.
Hercules opening music, then, because it's going
to
like this.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
So they let that loose, and we're gonna roll for initiative, so we have a proper order.
Do you want the girls to roll initiative?
I'll have you roll initiative, and then we'll put you in once you catch up. Not you, girl. You're a boy.
You're honorary boy. B-O-I, we decided.
Okay, I got a 22.
I got 11.
Praise
wait,
morph.
I got 22.
So you do want us to roll initiative right
yes.
now? Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to go around the table starting from...
Just out of curiosity, am I allowed to know how much damage they did to the Fae?
No.
After you, can,
like
you, can,
six.
You can ask
think,
how they look. Are they looking good?
How do they look? They look... Is that a bad one? They look... Like, oof.
I don't think you're going to get anything else.
Actually, the context of the...
Either
what
way,
is
they
the medical term
hit them
the
so
that
much.
Yeah, it's ugly.
It's not a... Oh, it's a...
Oh.
Like, oh shoot, we didn't realize.
That's deep.
Well, we didn't
like a...
Oh shoot, I couldn't possibly pull that off, doing what they just did. There's no way.
I would have died.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Initiatives?
You. Now we shall open up, you dead. Because, yes, let's get some initiatives. Starting at the top, anyone 20 or above?
Yeah, 22. 22.
Yeah,
I got half that.
Same.
I'll roll for...
What did you roll, dude?
11.
She rolled a 7. I rolled a 9.
You're so close. You should roll a 6.
Anyway.
No, we need them to keep it PG-13. <That's true. laughs>
I'm tired and I hate it here.
Roll to blush.
20? I don't have to roll.
20. Okay.
I'm 20.
Okay, 15 to 19.
19.
15.
Whoa.
19.
18. 18. 15. 17. 16. 16. 16. 16. I hate it here. I hate it here in my brain sometimes. Yep.
Why we got so many C and E names? Holy crap. Okay, so 11, I mean 10 to 14.
You can put C number 2.
C 11, 11
I'm first.
So,
do you have a higher initiative?
Yeah. And then 11's for the two boys. The fire boys. The fire dudes.
The beach boys.
After that, Ollie.
Yeah,
and then anything good. Else.
Oh, good.
What'd you roll, Madison? She didn't.
It's light up. It's so cool. You're right.
Yeah. I got a 21.
Pop off.
Pop off, I guess. I couldn't think of what kiwi started with.
A Q.
Kiwi?
Yeah.
Kiwi.
It smells like a fruit.
Stop.
So, I thought I was losing my marbles.
Kiwi.
Emily's a lazy quote taker.
She is. This is. Busy. I'll do it.
Sorry, I didn't like
that. She did not like that.
You're gonna get murdered.
Don't shoot me.
Good. Just go like this.
Sorry, I'm waiting for this other sheet to load.
It's fine. It's fine. Okay, we could just have one of the good
it's
guys
fine.
Go first.
Break it. It's okay.
It's okay. Break it. It's fine.
Good on you.
Okay. So, first up in the initiative is actually Kaysen.
Wow.
These three people land, they bust out this stuff, and then immediately the two on the sides go in to, like, catch the dude in the middle. You vaguely recognize him. He looks slightly different. Like, you're like, with that amount of power, that has to be my dad, but also...
why do you look like that?
Boogie woogie
Why is he wearing a sleeveless turtleneck?
Fashion? Online?
We'll call Vogue.
More likely than you think.
More likely than you
think. The fact that I had to teach Justin that meme today.
Aww.
And it, what meme?
What? Which meme? The...
It's more like...
It's more like... That's all of me.
Today.
Why is he dressed like Jorno from 300? I'm just sorry. Okay.
It's your turn.
Yeah, go ahead.
So I'm going to run up to... Well, actually, I don't...
Ollie and...
I will run semi.
Well, it wasn't...
How far
you
away
were...
am I from the...
Hadn't you just thrown up or
okay,
something?
So I'm going to say that the boys, when they run out...
Yeah.
Probably,
oh, yeah.
Run
me to...
I'm
going to...
And then
give you
lesser
restoration.
10 feet forward is...
I thought you did it.
I thought you did it.
Oh, did
yeah.
I did.
And then
so
close to the door,
not,
like 5 feet from the door, is
the
Fae. And right at the doorway is you.
You've wanted to beat
okay.
up the Fae.
So I'm pretty close to the Fae.
You're very close.
Cool.
You're melee range to the Fae.
Sweet.
Oh.
I look at whichever Fae is closer to me, and I say, let's try this again. And I pull my shotgun out and shoot it twice.
Yeah, go ahead.
Actually, not whatever one's closest. Whichever one I shot last time and missed.
Oh. Oh, wait, and missed?
Yeah, well, remember I like came into the room, Kiwi was in there as one of them, and then the other one was there, and I shot at them.
Okay.
Yeah, that one. Yeah, that's so much better than the other time. 22 and a 25.
Nice.
Sweet.
You get two
out,
shots?
Nice. Pulls out shot,
really
shotgun.
Like
shotgun. I'm like...
Okay.
It's pretty easy to reload a shotgun, but...
No, you gotta go like...
So I also have repeating shot on them.
It's magic, that's why.
Yeah. It's not real bullets.
Magic. Yeah, it actually does a different type of damage too.
It's like the guns green in
green damage.
Probably.
Blue damage. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cool.
Bravo, what did you die?
Wait, what?
You had a bad grape? Is that what it was?
Bad grape?
So we did 19 damage, so.
Wow.
$19 Fortnite card.
So
who wants it?
What are the. No. What kind of damage are Fortnite?
My. To look at repeating shot.
Oh, shoot. Don't exit out.
Aw, beans. How dare you make me remember that song?
Suffer.
Quickly, find your information.
Doing it.
It's okay.
It's just magical piercing.
Magical piercing?
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought for some reason it might have been radiant, but that was wrong.
Alright.
Which is fine, because I don't think that they hate radiant damage.
So, then next up is actually Huey.
Yes!
But you're running!
I'm gonna run so fast.
Wait, yeah.
How fast do I have to run?
You're not
in the room yet.
Yeah, so you're just leaving the room.
Oh.
Run
even
so
if
fast.
I have a spell that could, like, reach 100 feet?
The door is closed. Right? Was there a doorway? No.
We opened the door.
We're like
the doorway of a room in your little hallway, so you'd have to go around the corner and then around the corner, and then there's the front door. So you'd have, you would
show
have
us how fast you can be, little Kiwi.
Okay.
You got any
fast
spells?
Show us that.
I wonder how fast Kiwi
I have fly.
There you go. You can
move fly doesn't make
60
you
feet.
60 feet around.
Wow.
Not a, is it around or your movement becomes 60?
You get a fly speed of 60 feet.
Yeah, so.
Yeah. So if she dashed, she could go 120. Hey,
so
you
I
could be faster than me, theoretically.
A kiwi can run 12 miles.
I can't dash,
power.
So I don't know what that means.
Yes, you can. So you use your action to dash. It's just like if you don't have anything else to do, you move twice.
Yeah, you can do that.
So you
what
can
is,
move 120.
What is
D&D?
And she just flies in.
How many feet do I need to move?
30 feet per 6 seconds.
Your street is like 300 and something to the stop thing. So that'd be half of your street. I'm going to say you could probably get the front door
with 120. Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll do that, I guess, and just wait.
And then you can fly around and shoot acid at people.
That's been like my life goal.
Mark
yeah.
that spell slot.
Cool. Right. Yeah, and I'm going to say that you don't get a bonus action since you use the spell to fly and then
that's fair.
Dash.
That's
it. Okay, then with that, after that is actually, that's Loki. Yeah.
Yay!
Yeah, so you shoot this guy, and at the same time, there's the dude in the middle with the black hair. He, like, bends over and throws up. Like, and then he's on his knees.
Loki?
Like,
yeah.
Okay.
The dude in the middle with the black hair.
And that's the game.
The end of his
he
turn.
He dies. But they win.
Wait a minute.
Oh, no.
Oh, what's your dex?
Mine?
Yeah.
Plus 3.
She's like, he dies, the Fae win. Level up without me saying so next time and see what happens. Roll new characters.
Try again.
There will be consequences.
You can think this is too much.
It's so fun to look at so many characters.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, Hallie?
Yeah.
So
she says I don't have a laugh.
Do you want to use mine?
No. You're using it.
Not really.
Yeah.
It's okay. I have all my stuff on my things.
Okay.
Sorry, what's your dex?
My dex is plus 3.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, so next is case number 1.
Woo!
Looking super concerned for his broski there. Supreme dude.
Oh, dude, I have a shotgun and you saw it.
I totally saw it. He pulled it out like I was standing right next to you because we opened the doors and he just goes. Oh,
shell shocked.
Gun did just go off very close to you.
Ringing away your ears.
That was an actual shotgun.
In real life?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Never mind. I don't know why you thought it would take a long time to shoot that thing twice.
I don't know. Kaysen's just slower.
It's not.
And that
What's
was
your bonus to Dex, huh?
In real life?
No.
Yeah, so Kaysen, he lifts up his hand while stepping slightly in front of
plus four,
his friend and shoots off guiding bolt.
It's not.
Good for him.
It's plus three.
From what I remember, he's not good at that.
not very.
Don't look too closely to case the number one stats. It's not good.
Oh my gosh.
Ellie, the sorcerer and his charisma is like 11.
Yeah.
Can't really.
Paint real good.
He didn't choose the sorcerer last.
This was really
chosen.
Does he have
any high stats?
Yeah, his intelligence, dex, intelligence and dex are really high.
Loki's a sorcerer?
No, this is Kaysen, number
one. They fail. So he says a word, and it's a holy word spoken in the supreme dialect of dude.
Supreme dialect of dude.
As Loki would request.
Of course.
Yeah, and does some radiant damage.
Yay!
Wow.
Like, if I remember his character sheet right, he gets a plus two to hit.
Yeah.
He does better with, like, a crossbow. Give him a crossbow and he'll shoot.
Next is Cynthia.
Yay, you're I'm in the other room.
All of a sudden, Kiwi goes,
and flies.
Cool, you can fly now. That's fine. I guess I'm gonna run.
Wait, can I carry people?
Yes.
While you fly?
Oh,
wait.
Emily. Wait.
I'll carry you.
While you guys are there.
I am. Oh, wait, no. Never mind. This is not
the character. I already have my turn, I guess. The next time I'll carry you.
While you guys are there, you see Kiwi blast off. I'm going to say that Logie did this on his turn.
Mm-hmm.
Sent a message to you, Ellie, saying, ding dong.
Ding dong.
We're here.
My friends are here.
But actually, it slightly hurts you a little bit. And you gotta take 1 point damage.
Okay.
Yikes. Okay.
That's a very loud doorbell.
Ding dong. He takes like damage. Frick. I can.
I yell at her. My friends are here!
Awesome!
Don't know where, though.
I have Misty Step, but that only goes like 30 feet. But I might as well do that. I'm going to activate. I keep saying activate. It just says you.
You took the window off of your room.
Okay.
Okay.
I start a blade song.
What? I just made it so it can open.
Yeah.
And close.
So, blade song using my bonus action. So, my speed is now 45.
Oh.
Is it 45 or is it 40? No, it's 40, sorry.
Oh.
My speed is 40, and I get a plus 5 to my AC.
Oh, wow.
So my AC is right now 21.
Hey, look at you being a fast little boy.
Everyone go, time to go fast.
Time to go. And so then I'm guess I use my turn to go 80 feet.
Cool.
What does your blade song sound like? Sing
Beastie
us,
Boys.
Sing us your blade song.
I will not.
Does it
yes,
sound like Beastie
sing
Boys?
Sing us your love song,
blade song person.
Pilgrim.
What was
it?
Is that then?
Yeah, I move 80 feet.
Then.
And I'm slightly glowy, I guess, is my
Ellie.
Is going to be the blade song. Is
you,
just
your
glowy.
Your friends are going fast.
I cannot.
Ellie's like, okay, I'll see you in a minute.
Barely rolled. I have a plus
two. Five.
Hey, what's like? Well, Luke's in the room too.
Okay.
And goes. I'm jumping out the window!
Okay. Like, that's his
job. Oh, okay.
Why? It leads out front.
Aha.
Is that where we're going?
Then you don't have to run through the halls.
I didn't know that.
Okay, I knew that.
I didn't.
But I was already
in. I wasn't in that room.
Jump out the,
I don't know.
Jump out the window. You know,
yeah. Nah, you know
about there's right. A fight going on.
Because I did my
research
out the window.
Okay.
So you guys
grabs Ava,
window,
jumps out.
How high is this window?
It's on the second floor, so if you can parkour roll,
yeah,
you're good.
I was
so
just
we're going towards the fight.
Can I have one?
Yeah? Okay.
Would I have also known that because I was not picturing there be a window in this room? I didn't realize we were in Kaysen's room.
Because you were just outside and they just came in and flipped the tent.
Cool. Can I have gone out the window instead?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. So I'm just gonna do.
It's fine. I don't think I would have thought to go out the window.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Apparently not.
Bye.
Okay.
It's alright, you'll get back in the next round.
Yeah.
It's okay, you saw the rest of your friends go very fast.
Yeah.
21.
Yeah. Okay, so, yeah, Ava's not doing so hot. She goes, oh! Good thing there's bushes everywhere. Catches her, and then Luke goes,
really
tries to, like, catch her, but doesn't, and also just falls into a bush.
They're definitely siblings. This checks out.
This checks out.
I'm like, okay, he wasn't lying.
Any suspicions I had before?
I got. Yeah. So count that as your.
I mean, you're a rogue, so you got to be suspicious.
Don't be suspicious.
Oh, because now that you're out here in the front, it's a direct line of sight. So I don't know if you have anything you can do.
How far away are they?
I'm going to say that they're...
Being suspicious and being suspicious mean two different things.
What's like 60% of 120? Stupid.
What? What's 60% of 120 is what she just asked.
One second. It's 72.
12 times 6, yeah.
Yeah.
I was just gonna Google it.
Quick math.
Yeah,
that was wrong.
There's 70
but it was quick.
Feet away.
So I was gonna say 70. There's 70 feet away.
Okay, cool. Well, I have a short bow that can reach 80 feet. So
look at you go.
Okay, Ellie,
try
to shoot.
Okay, listen, that's difficult. Have you ever tried shooting a bow more than like?
Hey, don't tell her to give me disadvantage, please.
No. She's like,
no,
it's
within
in
range.
Real life.
You're
yeah.
Like,
yeah. Okay. So I got a 24
to shoot a bow.
Yeah.
General.
Sweet.
Well,
and that's
from 80 feet away.
I don't know how far I've shot a bow, but like
I'm gonna say yes. There's no way they saw you this coming from this side.
With a finesse or a ranged weapon. So
that is a ranged weapon.
I know.
Oh, we have one.
It's
target.
A bow. Okay, so that's
sneak attack.
Plus four. So that's. 14 plus
yeah.
4. 18 damage.
18 damage.
Yes.
Alright.
Hey.
You look so cool.
Heck yeah, I did. Jumped out a window.
Dude, you did like almost the same as me, and you don't have a shotgun.
Hers was just a really cool bow.
It was mostly me that's really cool.
That's true.
Very so
true.
You do that, and it hits, and it's the same one that Kaysen shot, actually.
Uh-huh.
And so it's like, it gets boom, boom! And it's like, oh! And then, ah!
Is that the noise it makes?
Yeah! It's probably blood in its lungs. It's not feeling good.
I am not feeling good.
Good.
Yeah, but then it just there's everything going on all around it.
Everything is happening at once.
Yes.
Everything is happening all the time.
Yes.
A little bit of everything all of the time.
I knew you were going to say that.
Well, listen, I already quoted the other song.
A little bit of Monica. A little bit of Eric. A little bit of Rita.
Yeah, and so they're like, they're going to, like, look at you, Kaysen, and they're going to try to charm you.
Okay.
Yeah.
No. Okay.
Uh-oh.
You get advantage against being charmed, yes?
Fat load of good it did me last
time. It's a wisdom save.
Yeah.
Well, good luck at that.
Oh, crit.
Oh.
So, I'm good. 22.
Yeah.
only have a +2 to your wisdom saves?
Yeah, I'm not proficient in them, so. You're proficient in them, right?
Yeah, you do that, and I'm just... intelligence and con. They, like, they look like they're powering up, and you can feel, like, almost like hands, like, reaching around your head. Yeah.
I know.
You, like, swat it away. And to everyone else, it just looks like being screamed.
Well.
All right. Well.
That was...
Okay.
Yeah, that's all.
That's all, folks.
Next, we have Esmond.
Ooh. Yay!
What you gonna do?
I hope that is, like, you just say that noise,
and everyone knows exactly what's going on. Because I did it so many times last game.
Of course.
Such a good name.
Well, he did a shotgun blast, so I'm gonna shoot. Let's see. Oh no, we're within range. I'm gonna do inflict wounds.
Yeah.
Go up and.
I'm gonna
touch them with your death fingers.
there's still two of them in front of us, right?
See, the no filter works for quotes.
Not for social interaction.
No, but that was so funny.
It looks like one, the one that didn't get shot twice, and then again with a bow, had less damage than the other one, because the other one got pretty beat up inside, and then they both got hit. So they're around the same. I'm doing, here, one sec, let me put my calculator, because I'm stupid.
Pull up my calculator because I'm a simpleton.
You just said, pull up my calculator because I'm in college.
Because I'm in college and I don't do math.
College, because yeah, you're taking a math class, they require that you have a calculator. Even though you might not.
I was required to have a calculator, but like the simplest version of a calculator. And I was like, I'm gonna use this all the times.
Look, the one that took damage inside, so the one that didn't get shot, is actually looking worse than the one that got shot, but they're both looking pretty bad.
Well, then we're gonna make the one that got shot have an even worse day.
Beat up on the thing!
So we're gonna go and smack that fool.
Yeah, smack that fool!
Roll to hit. How dare it sneak out of the back?
It snuck out of the back! That's a 4.
Doesn't know anything.
Oh, any feats? Does not heat.
I missed.
Took a little bit.
My feet.
Anything else? Do you have a cantrip? Do you want a
pressure point?
No, I don't.
I'm trying to see. Do I have? No, I only get one action. Well, then we're gonna. I missed with that, so we're going to. I'm going to cast Sacred Flame. Get a Sacred Resistant.
You're doing a cantrip?
We are going to do Toll the Dead.
Toll the Dead.
Ooh, that's a good one.
They make a con save or a wisdom save?
Wisdom save.
Wait, where do you think I'm not?
Are there dead things?
They pass.
No, Toll the Dead doesn't.
So they're going to take half
undead damage. It just...
Is this a
bolt? No, that's turn.
Oh, okay.
This is...
Do
you
have
the range is 60 feet.
I do.
Does it say how many?
I do.
And then let me look at
it. Yeah, I should
one look at it.
Just one?
Yeah.
Oh, wait a second.
Okay, so which one? The one that has...
The one that's... Okay. I'm going to make them have even worse hit.
Okay, yeah.
I'm trying to be tiny.
So they pass. So they're just
I don't
half.
Have anything that has to do with, like, pressure points. I need to add
those. Yeah, I rolled an 11, so.
Layeth.
What's half?
So half 11.
Five. Yeah, because you round down, unfortunately.
Not unfortunate once again, Steve.
That is fair.
Yeah. Alright, and next is. Target.
Not you.
Alright, which one's closest to me?
We were in the other room.
You are the last one left in this room. Everyone can has run and jump out a window.
Jump out the window or run in the hallway?
Why would I pick any other option if I could jump
out? Well, because I didn't realize we could jump out the window, so.
Sometimes it's not good.
If everyone's jumping out the window.
Wouldn't you do the same?
Yeah.
So I'm going to jump out the window.
Okay, I don't know if he would have gotten there. If he gave it 10 minutes.
Or acrobatic check. What do you think is more fitting for Zelia?
Probably acrobatic.
14. Yeah, you're able to, like, jump down, and you, like, kind of hit the bushes a little bit. It doesn't, like, scrape you or anything. You're able to, like, parkour roll, and, like, everyone else is down there. You see that Ellie has already let an arrow fly by the time you get down there.
Is anyone... How far... That used my movement, right?
Oh, yeah, that would be your movement.
Right? How far am I from the closest one?
70 feet. Dang.
It's a very big part of the game, math.
Yeah,
you think we'd be better at it.
You can only be better at the math if you remember what you're supposed to add.
13 to hit. Yeah. Okay. That one is better, 22.
Yeah. Cool. Which one? Because you see that one has an arrow in it. Are you going for the other one? Or the same one?
Oh, they can match. I'll give the other one.
Okay. Cool. Cute.
Pinsies. Which one's the freaking... There it is. Yes.
Eight damages.
Did you do sneak attack on him?
No, I was just rolling down to that one. To make sure I can do that because other people are next to it, and I don't know. Do I get advantage for sneaking in, or
you get advantage anyway because someone's next to it? So
yeah,
can I steal your d6?
Steal the D6s.
Steal
you, kid, sir. Can I steal it from you?
So I have 16 total.
Okay. Okay. Next is Twix.
Me.
I'm ready.
Me.
What did Angel do?
You're not. You're never gonna guess.
What are you gonna do?
Huh? All right. I've got a freaking corkscrew. Punch.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna have you. So since it's like a punch, it's gonna be like your unarmed strike plus a D4 piercing damage.
Okay. Unarmed strike, but armed.
It's almost like
an arm strike.
Is this what time of day is it? Okay, so
it's like late evening.
Okay. It's like
so
nighttime.
Can use my
nighttime.
Guys.
It's like because we got 4 hours of sleep and then we're woken up
and we I think
so
we decided.
Actually, it's funny because when you first came out here, you couldn't see any stars. You're just kind of like dull dim, but now you can see a full like night sky.
Because now the bean dip is broken.
Okay, should I bank on it being night or should I be out for blood?
Out for blood,
out
dude.
For blood.
Dude, you shake it.
It's out. You're all
right. We were wrong. We're gonna try. So wrong. Okay, well, why could you switch dice if you were wrong? Well.
I think they have spoken.
Stars
can
tell you.
Stars can tell me. Alright, that's a 21 to hit.
Oh yeah,
which
one?
With an unarmed arm strike. The blue one.
Okay.
With my unarmed arm.
With my unarmed arm.
And the damage for that is some damage that I'm gonna roll. And a D4 of piercing?
Yeah.
Yes. Wow. I'm incredibly good at this. That's.
Oh, and how much was that damage for the corkscrew?
2.
Right?
No,
this is the
damage
screw.
For the corkscrew is 3.
Ah.
And the damage for me punching is 2.
Only two?
I'm gonna do it again.
Do you have a plus?
Huh?
Yeah. You.
Oh, sorry. Six.
Goodness. It's okay. We forgive you.
And we're gonna punch again. Because that's all I'm good for.
Just gonna run that back.
Okay. And yeah, the stars were correct. Guys. We guessed wrong the first try. 19
to hit?
Yeah.
Ooh, got him.
Can Javert over here.
And that's 2 for the corkscrew and 8 for the punch.
Okay. So you whoop, whoop, and each time you hear like a and it almost sounds like it's sizzling, and then as it comes out you hear a slight hissing as you can feel like almost like an Attack on Titan, how their blood is very hot and
please like, don't.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, anything about like this, steam as you pull back, kind of like you can almost feel it across your face as you like go back in for a second punch, and again the sizzling, and I imagine that you kind of twist it for good measure.
Oh, yeah.
And then you pull it out again. This dude screams at that.
We're trying to drink this champagne.
Yeah, open up!
It's the police. Okay.
It's the dude squad. does not hates it. Hates it expeditiously.
Expeditiously.
I still see that same thing.
Wow. That's the best word I've ever heard in my life.
Did you mean exponentially?
I said what I said. I meant it.
You like drip expeditiously, my guy. Like that, you
Dawn,
know? You like drip.
How do you spell that? Expeditiously.
You can Google it.
It's not.
Sure.
It's a very
somebody
popular meme. You can Google it.
Expeditiously.
Oh, I had this about you last night. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Expeditiously.
What was I wearing? Oh, nothing. Oh, okay. You know, like nothing special. Like, you like drip expeditiously, my guy. You guys haven't seen that?
No.
I have failed. That's my bad.
It keeps. Yeah. Google's like, do you mean expeditiously?
At the end.
No.
Expeditiously.
Look up expeditiously, my guy.
I am trying.
You lack drip.
Expedition.
There it is! Oh, sorry, wait, that's expedition.
That says expedition.
Okay,
expedition.
Moving on from this meme that I don't know about.
Okay. Yeah.
I cannot.
Wait, say it again?
I don't know if I'm spelling expeditiously right either.
Anyway, yeah. As your turn wraps up, and then right up, like, right after you, like, you're in sync about how you guys want to immediately attack these fools, is Ollie. Like you see her flinch and you're like, oh yeah, it's go time. She punches these fools. What are you doing?
We each have a horseshoe?
You have 2 horseshoes.
Oh, I have both horseshoes. Okay, I didn't know. I thought you wanted one. I am gonna thought I closed my character sheet. She's loading. I'm gonna
adulterated loading.
I'm gonna throw the horseshoe.
Put it around its thing. I'll find the text post.
That would be rad, dude.
Okay, I only have I can only one hand for that though.
It's by the same guy.
You got a. You got a prosthetic arm, right?
No, I know.
I don't know.
Hey, dude,
I will. It's in my bag.
What?
I'll throw it to you.
I live alone in my house.
You can put it on and then you have to chew it.
I live alone. Yeah. And then who are these people? People in my house? Yeah.
No.
Gosh. You're welcome. It's about the same person who does that one.
Okay.
Anyway, what's she doing,
Ollie? That's a good question. I'm gonna. How close am I to the Fae?
You're like. Maybe.
Like if I was gonna kind of punch it. Like if I reached out, could
well,
I?
You have a movement.
I do, okay.
Yeah. So you can move up to them, definitely. Probably like you're one step behind Twix. So
okay.
You can just go for it.
I'm gonna call this an unarmed strike because that is
how it works.
Or it could be an improvised look.
No, because this is what I'm going to do. Maybe both. I don't know. Anyways, what we're going to do is I'm going to take this horseshoe and I'm going to put it on his neck. I was thinking, like, yes. Over his head, no. And then headbutt.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're going to, like...
Yeah.
So, I'm like... Okay, this is going to be really cool. Because I'm, like, stomach and...
I have one request before this goes down. If she rolls really bad, I want her to kiss the fate.
Why are you spoiling everything?
It'll just be fun.
Okay.
You can cut it out.
I'll send you home for that. You better not. Uh-oh. You better send her home.
Okay.
Yeah, so like, yeah, roll unarmed strike for that.
They hit the notebook. Yeah, it did.
Okay. You rolled to confirm that it was really interference. You got a better result than it was.
Okay. Oh, wait, shoot. Okay. Equal to... Oh, does a 6... Wait, what do I add to hit? Nothing to hit?
No, I'm actually giving
you one. What do I add to hit? Nothing?
No, you have an arm strength on your action page.
Oh, 20. Watch out. Synthetic 20.
Same one? You double hitting this guy?
Oh, yeah.
It looked very cool cinematically wise.
Okay, let's do it.
Cinematic.
Just for joy.
Oh, yeah, we're going to animate this.
For the vibes.
So, yeah, okay. I'm punching this, and then you, like, vault over the... Top
so, what's your damage for unarmed strike? Because that's going to be the headbutt. And then I'm going to say, since you're like pulling this whole horseshoe, I'm going to roll a d8.
1 plus strength modifier. 4. So, I think that's a 2.
Your unarmed strike is right here.
I know, I was looking at it. It was a plus strength modifier. is that what that is?
It's
okay. Ka-chow. 2.
Just
2 bludgeoning damage.
Wait, why is it undefined?
Who can know?
Who can know?
2 damage.
2 damage?
Yeah. But then plus the iron. So
yes.
What okay. is that? Am I rolling for that?
No, I just did. Unless you want to.
No.
It'd be okay. A
d8. What
was your... Yeah. What'd you roll?
You don't get to know that information. Just go.
I mean, McKenna can look.
What is it? Just go. I'm picking your dice.
If I wasn't so black.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
You can roll.
Hey, bless you for putting that around their neck, by the way. It's so fun.
Like, throw away in it?
What?
No, the horseshoe.
Oh, okay, good.
What?
Sorry, I got lost.
If I had my bow, I would have taken the corkscrew.
Yes. So, right after Twix is like, boom, boom, and they hate it so much.
She said, duck!
Hey.
Yeah.
Just,
be like... and like kind of rolls back as you kind of like with one hand
right.
You like steady yourself like, by putting your hand on her back as she like ducks down and you like frog leap over her bringing your arm up like this and then connecting and then landing and with the momentum of the jump just this boom right in the head.
Good job.
You can't zero the F out of that guy.
Yeah. And you can just hear the sizzling as you like hold it down on this dude. And
I am good. So after I headbutt him and whatever, then I'm gonna take the horseshoe back. I'm not gonna leave it on him.
What?
No, leave it.
He's gonna move it.
No,
he's not. He can't move it. Never mind. It's like,
you know about the pain.
I do know some. Low intelligence. I'm telling you.
You do have a bonus action.
Oh, I do. Nugs is here, right?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Nugs goes on your turn, dude. Ram time.
Ram,
I think...
Put that corkscrew on Nugs once.
No, I need it.
Yeah.
Actually... No, I'm sorry. Yeah. Okay. So, you do that. Is Nugs going to attack the same one or a different one?
He's going
to... Because you two are very close to this guy.
He's going to do the other one.
Okay. Well, then in that case, you, when you did that, and then you just kind of look him in the eyes as you, like, draw back and you're holding this down, and it's touching him for, like, continuing into somebody else's round. It just kind of, like, and it just kind of, like, starts sinking and searing into
their flesh. That's so gross!
It's just this very loud,
bad,
like,
vibes. Bad,
like,
vibes.
A fryer. Like, when you throw something into a fryer.
Oh, gosh.
And it just, boom, and you can tell, like, you can tell that it hits something more solid after it goes past, like, the initial skin and tissue, and then you're like, oh, yeah, that's bone, as, like, the strength of you trying to hold it to his neck, just...
Oh, gross.
And it just...
Wait,
it cut off his, I just cut off his head!
Yeah.
All right. And it just kind of, like...
We thought this was going to be hard.
Then he starts to dissolve, and he does a little flashback to this sad backstory. You feel bad for him.
No.
Just kidding. I was being a demon slayer.
But it's just... It's a clean...
I am going to throw the horseshoe a little bit.
Yeah, there's no blood because you cinched that thing off.
It's all right.
And it just... Yeah, it just kind of, like, falls down as you eat. As Twix kind of, like, straightens up behind you and just... See that? And then Nugs, like, following the trend, will do
what
I assume is going to be charging.
Yes. Right? Yeah, he's going to charge the other one. How far away is Nugs from this other one?
Nugs can reach it.
Yeah, he could.
I know, but is it more than 20 feet?
Yeah, it's 30.
Okay, sweet. Okay. That was bad. And I add my proficiency to hit. What do I write? Do I add anything to hit?
Just your proficiency.
Okay. That's not good. It's like a 9.
No. He goes, what? And then she's the head drop. And he's like,
eggshells.
Can I smell the eggshells in here? Is this worse than eggshells? As he just kind of like, it kind of startles him, like when a horse sees a snake or something.
Mm-hmm.
And just kind of like, instead of hitting his target, kind of skitters to the side. And does not end up making contact with the Fae.
That's okay.
Next time, bud. Next time.
Next, we have the other Fae. Actually.
Oh.
That actually lined up perfectly. That was... Wow.
Ka-chow. Great job.
Ka-chow. He can hear the sizzling. It's very familiar. And he looks over, sees that this other Fae's head has dropped.
Ugh.
And look, it's just completely like... You know the when Itadori, when that one kid got morphed by
need to bring this up.
The look on his face is not good.
It's like, you know, like when the
did you say got morphed? Because why'd you hear me call like that, huh? Rude. For not morph's trauma. No. Sorry, that's okay.
Oh, yeah. Different
as like the kind of like, you know. You can feel almost a static in the air, per se.
Turn it back!
You can feel, like, what you assume would be their magical aura. Everyone around who's close in the vicinity, as they kind of, like... They kind of, like, pulses almost. It actually gives similar vibes to the portal that you guys went through.
Oh, bad. PTSD.
Yeah, real bad. But everyone... Within 20 feet, make an intelligence saving throw.